Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, July the 24th, 2026. 16 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan on this Getaway Friday. Remember, we'll be back tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., and then Matt's show will be on tonight, 10 to 11. And the topic will be...
We'll be talking about politics on all three levels of the, you know... law of government.
And apparently our special guest should be arriving here anytime.
I would guess.
Yeah, it should be fun for the remainder of the morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So if there's anything that's been on your mind or anything you'd like to comment on, the phone lines are open, and we would be glad to hear from you. What have we covered this morning? Fiscal emergency in the city of Marion. Flock cameras, of course, again, that's been a conversation. The whole situation out in Pleasant, in which apparently they denied a special needs student access to the school, who was open enrolled. And then apparently the mother went to Facebook and voiced her displeasure. And I guess they're hiring some new teachers now for the special needs department. And there we are.
Very good.
Very interesting stuff. 740-383-9944. And again, Fire Chief Chuck Deem retiring after 30 years with the Marion City Police, or Fire Department, excuse me, and 9 years as Fire Chief. So there's that. That's how it all goes down. 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on any of this, we would love to hear from you. Well, what have you learned this morning so far?
I learned that Pleasant got beat over the head. That was new. Hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation.
I think so. I mean,
too bad for them, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It seems they got it all figured out.
You know, did you see recently... They took a poll, and that AOC has taken the lead in the new Democratic presidential poll.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's not by a lot, but, I mean, she has, like 20-something percent. And I think that's very interesting.
She'd be in that, Mom Donnie Bernie Sanders clique.
Yeah, but Bernie Sanders was also on this list, and I certainly don't think he's going to be running
Bernie
for president.
Bernie Sanders! Yeah, I don't know about that one.
So I think her numbers are actually probably larger than what they show to be.
I don't think Bernie Sanders is running for office.
No.
He's already...
They just listed a bunch of people. I don't think anybody has said they're running for office yet.
No.
They just listed a bunch of people and took the poll, and she was at the top. I'll tell you, this girl has become a star. She was a bartender.
AOC.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like her or hate her, she's become a star.
I like AOC. She's all right.
Why has she become a star?
She's in the news a lot.
Yeah, but what is it about her? What is appealing about her that she makes the news all the time?
I mean, I don't know. She does a lot of talking. I mean, there's that. She's big with Bernie at this point.
Yeah, but I think that's just because of their beliefs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, everybody knows who Bernie Sanders is.
Well, there you go. She
just did a whole tour with Bernie.
Could she become president though?
I would think so.
Guess there's always a possibility. I don't know. I don't think she'll end up there in the end, but...
I think she'll probably run.
I don't know if she could win. I don't know if that's a possibility or not. Anyway, did you know that Prince Harry reunited with King Charles?
Yes, I think, yeah, we talked about that.
When did we talk about that?
Well, we talked about how they want he wanted to reconcile with his dad, but then, you know.
But he did.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't interested at the time. But
right,
I,
but now he has.
Well, that's good. I mean.
But he has not reconciled with his brother.
I wouldn't have reconciled with him at all.
Who?
Harry.
The father?
What do you mean?
Who should not have reconciled with who?
Those two should not reconcile with him, Harry.
Why?
I mean, you know, the man's kind of just done nothing but like, like make the royal family. I mean, he's done nothing but damage to the royal family's image.
Right, but it's your son.
Yeah, but you're royalty.
Well, so's he.
No, he's not.
Well, he is. We still call him Prince Harry.
Well, he's not a prince anymore. He was, like, disowned in that whole thing.
No, I think he did away with his title.
Oh, well, then he's not royalty.
But I think you can probably get it back anytime. Regardless, it's your son. I don't think the king is well, so why not make up? They did, so that's the way it is.
I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, it's good to make up with people.
Well, so that do you make up with people? Would you make up with somebody after a big falling out?
If I was royalty, no, I would not be making this reconciliation.
What difference does royalty have to do with this?
I mean, I don't know. People know who you are.
Okay.
That man wrote a book, you know, basically talking about how the entirety of the royal family treated him like dirt.
But do you forgive in your own life? Forgive and forget and move on?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, there you go.
I mean,
practice what you preach then.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, a king.
So anybody could do anything to you and you would forgive it?
I mean, forgive but not forget as it goes. I mean, there's no point to hold a grudge, but it like... Like Tupac's got a quote that's something like, if I don't like you, it's not that I don't want to see you eat, I just don't want to see you eat at my table. And I think that's probably right. If I don't like you, I mean, it's not like I'm not wishing you ill will. I just don't like you.
Mary says, and he has grandchildren by Harry. That's true as well. Yeah, there are grandchildren involved here. That's a good reason to make up.
I mean, making up's good, I guess, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, the man just... I don't know. Harry just kind of trashed the royal family, Seven Ways to Sunday, and, yeah.
So you're saying...
Had a book, had a documentary... And,
so you really don't forgive the person, though. Because if you're not willing to have any kind of relationship with them, what kind of forgiveness is that?
I mean, I'll talk to you, but we're not friends.
So you don't forgive...
I mean, like, how's it going? You know, off conversations.
No, I would forgive. Now, I'm not saying we're going to have a tight relationship. That would just be dictated to on how things go after the forgiveness happens. But, I mean, if they're going well and I've forgiven you, why hold a grudge?
I mean, I'm not holding a grudge.
But if you're saying, I'm not going to be around you, I'm not going to have dinner with you, I'm not going to be as close to you as I was, you know, you put down perimeters on this forgiveness.
Well, yeah. I mean, forgiveness doesn't mean you got to go back to how it was.
No, it doesn't. But, see, I give a full pardon. It's either a full pardon or no pardon at all.
No.
I'm not going to forgive you or I will.
I mean, you did it. I know you did it. I'm not pardoning it. I mean, but like, you know, it is what it is. It already happened. So I move on.
Right, so why not forgive it?
Because, I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, but how do you know they're going to fool you twice? Maybe you did. Most things that happen are a little from both sides. You did a little something wrong. They did a little something wrong. you handled it wrong. Usually it's not one person did everything wrong.
Well, I mean, I suppose.
I think it takes work to fix these problems. And sure, if I'm going to take the time to forgive you, then I'm going to forgive you. Now, if you do something again, then we might not have forgiveness.
You get two chances.
Yes. Yes, kind of like marriage. I will tolerate two marriages, but once you're on to the third, I can't anymore. I can't think you're genuine anymore in your relationships. By the way, is this engagement season? I have seen so many people get engaged in the last month. Is July the month for that?
I suppose. I don't think I know anybody who's gotten engaged, though.
Oh, I just every so often I turn on the Facebook newsfeed and I'll see somebody's. You see the hand with the diamond on it, and guess what happened to me? I guess I really don't have to guess. But I look at the couple sometimes and I go, oh, man. Here we go.
I don't know. I mean, I'm always wishing everybody the best of luck.
Oh, sure, I would wish them the best of luck. But you know. You know when things don't look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's bad. But, you know, this is probably not a good idea.
Look, not my life, not my problem. You do what you want to do.
Well, yeah, that's the same. That's with everything. But it certainly doesn't impact your opinion of what's going on.
Well, yeah. I agree.
So if somebody said, do you think this is going to last? You would say, yeah.
Yeah, probably, but then in my head...
You would lie.
Yeah, in my head, I'd be like, oh, no, this ain't going on.
See, I don't think you should lie. Well, I would probably lie to them. Yes, I think that's a lie, but I would know that I don't believe that.
Yeah. I mean, like, no, I don't know. I mean...
Some of these people are so...
Ask me for my opinion on most things, and I'll tell you the honest truth. But, I mean, you can't ask me if I think your marriage is going to last and expect me to say, no, 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 you might want to just hop out of that.
Well, you know they're just wanting affirmation. That's why they're asking.
Yeah, so I'll...
You think they really care?
It's going to go forever. Don't worry.
What do you think? Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Should you forgive... loved ones, family members, so on and so forth. And how about engagement season?
Oh, family members. Yeah, I don't know why I thought you just meant in general.
What? What'd I say? It's his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, King Charles and Prince Harry.
Yep. I knew that.
Not forgiving the brother, though.
I mean, that's good.
Those royal family marriages work out good.
Probably because they don't want the...
They don't allow for divorce.
Yeah, they don't want that that look.
No. No. You know, no. I said when the queen was alive, there wasn't a problem like this. You know, she knew how to keep that family in order.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Well, I mean, I think that the queen would smack you upside the head if she thought you were out of line. The queen was keeping things up.
Well, I think she sent people to...
The queen remembers the prime of the crown.
Yeah, but I think she knew how to threaten people.
She remembers authority.
Yeah. Well, she was a disciplinarian, and I think that's good.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I don't think King Charles has got a handle on this family.
The royal family was not a mess prior to the departure of the queen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think King Charles has the grasp on the royal family that the queen had. She'd been there since the 60s, I think. 50s, 60s? I mean, my God, she was in that job for 70 years.
That's how you do it.
Well, she just had a good long life and came to it young. She understood how to crack heads.
That's how you... Yeah. That's what makes effective...
I think King Charles is not a head cracker. I think he probably had his head cracked a few times by the queen.
Yeah, I bet so. I would assume so.
Can you imagine having her for your mother? I mean, I bet she, when she walked in the room, people shook.
I could imagine that. Yeah, I mean, you know, Queen was a different kind of a lady.
She bought, and she had those pastel outfits on all the time. Always looked like an Easter egg, and you know, had that little gray hair, and had her little purse with her wherever she. I always thought that was funny. Like the Queen doesn't have somebody there who can hold her Tic Tacs or something. Like she needs to carry a purse everywhere she goes.
Well, I mean, why not? Why would you want?
Does the Queen have a driver's license with her? Oh no, she's got her purse. Thank God.
I don't think the Queen has a driver. Well, she's. You know,
I'm telling you, there were people traveling with the Queen. She didn't need that purse. Let me tell you.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
She just wanted to carry that thing to look like a common, you know, person.
She did not look like a common person.
She was trying to blend.
She did not blend well.
Oh yeah, that's why she wore those clothes. And but you know, I think she probably had some sort of hammer in there.
I know she could have had a weapon.
Get out of the line, and she'd put you back in line real quick. Charles is divorced. That is true. And remarried.
I didn't know.
Oh yeah.
That, Charles was divorced.
He was married to Diana.
Is that the one who was like the commoner?
Yeah. Well, she was the princess of something. Princess of Wales, I think.
Well, she's not.
Queen didn't like her either.
Queen didn't like a lot of people.
No, she didn't like her. I don't know who the queen likes.
Which one married a commoner?
Harry.
Yeah, what's her name?
Meghan Markle.
Meghan.
That's where all the problem in that family is surrounding. I think Meghan Markle is really the problematic person.
Why?
Because I think she was the first person who was not completely white to enter the royal family, and I think that caused some disdain. She thought she was being treated differently. That's a lot of what Harry's complaint was. You know, it just caused a lot of problems.
I don't know. Maybe she was. I don't know anything.
But she seems like a troublemaker in general.
I don't know anything about her.
No, but I'm just telling you.
I knew she was a commoner and that she was not liked by the royal family. That's about all I got.
Now, I think William's wife, Kate Middleton, now I think she's upstanding.
Isn't she an actor? Or actress, I guess?
No, that was Meghan Markle.
She was an actress?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all the same to me, I guess.
No, but I think Kate is upstanding. I think she could be a queen of England with dignity and class and all that sort of thing.
Well, she's royalty.
Yeah, but I don't think that like, other people
like
have the dignity.
Born into royalty.
Well, I don't know what she was born into.
Didn't
I don't know.
Did you just say she was a princess of something?
Well, now she's married to the prince.
Obviously now, but I thought you meant before.
I don't know what she did before. Maybe she sold clothes. I don't know. You got me. All I'm saying is that families should learn to get together. Oh, look who's walked in. This will be... We said we had a visitor coming today, and we're so glad to have back in the studio for the first time in quite a while a gentleman who was on this station for many, many years. I know it's going to take you 10 minutes to get that headset untangled. It'll take you a while, but you'll get... Boy, your seat's up really high, too. You're about 10 foot taller than the rest of us. That seat so you can talk into a microphone. Well, we would have prepared for you if we would have thought of it.
No,
the headphones are all messed up here. The chair's way up in the air. It's a whole mess. Oh, my goodness. Joined in the studio here by Pastor Craig. Pastor Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here as Matt untangles my headset.
Well, just pull the head. Did we pull it out?
I mean, somehow.
Okay,
pull it out. Somehow the headset is like the cord is like through the headset.
By the time we get this headset untangled, the show will be over.
Yeah.
It'll be entertaining.
I just made it worse.
Oh, no. He went the wrong way. What's going on with the headset?
That's what happens when you're away from radio.
Yeah, you well.
I see. 1 second.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Now we're gonna take the mic out of its stand, run the mic through the headset cord, and we might have the headset free. Oh, that tells you how many people use that headset.
Please,
all right.
Please stand by. The problem is not in your seat.
We're going to get this fixed momentarily. Ooh, did you get it in?
I'm plugged in.
Okay. Pastor Craig, welcome back to the studio. How are you?
It's good to be here. I'm doing great, and I just want to make one statement.
All right, go ahead.
Anything that I might say today on the radio is not emotionally driven.
Really? Yeah. Today, it's all emotional. It's all emotional. So you've listened.
I've been listening.
Yeah. What do you think about what we've talked about? Let's run through these things real quick since we've spent the whole morning talking about them. Mm-hmm. But, okay, City of Marion goes into fiscal emergency.
No surprise there.
Well, there's no emotion tied to that.
No.
Who do you blame that on?
Now.
Here comes the emotion.
Okay, so we're going to tear off the scabs on this one.
Why not?
First of all, I believe that there are many people to blame for that. But I think it got its real start with Mr. Landon. And then it continued after that. But I believe that he got the whole thing started with the whole fiscal problems, and I really do honestly believe that when it all came to light, the problems were so deep that they were slow to react because they didn't realize how deep the problems were.
Flock cameras.
Well, I think they should be done away with.
Really?
Yeah, I have a problem with flock cameras.
Smart man.
Okay.
I just have a problem with flock cameras. I believe that they rely too heavy on them, and it's a tool that you can use in court as just one piece of evidence, but I think that they're relying too much on them, and I don't think it doesn't tell the whole story.
But aren't they just reading license plates?
Of course not.
Well, but that's what the legislation says, and that's also, I think, the only thing they've ever been used for in 5 years.
I don't believe it. I do not believe it.
No, but isn't that a factual statement?
That's a factual statement.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. But there again, you know, anytime you have a piece of technology that you can use for surveillance or use for taking pictures, there are people behind it and people accessing it, and people are going to use them for more than what they were designed for. You can't tell me that there isn't a police officer or a detective going through some of that stuff to find other information. I feel that way.
But see, isn't that the big argument there, that if there is other information to find, that, you know, that's good? Because that would show guilt of something currently.
Yeah, you know, here it gets into a problem. Do you use the information from flock cameras to find more information, or do you use the information only as a source of evidence for something that it was designed for?
I don't know.
So my answer to that is, you know, it's too much like Big Brother. You know, it's just a whole bunch of information that's collected for one purpose, but we always know that when you're collecting it for one purpose, it can be used for something else.
Now, what about the student at Pleasant, the special needs student at Pleasant, who was denied open enrollment this year? The mother took to Facebook, made a very emotional post, got a lot of people, I think, upset, clearly, on social media. The post came down. The mother is no longer on social media. The school now says they're going to hire some extra special needs teachers, but this is where we are.
Well, I don't know that much about that story.
That's okay. What we know,
okay.
Pretty much that.
So, from my perspective, I know that there are a lot of challenges for the families that have special needs children. And I know that quite often Administration pays lip service to the people. I know this firsthand. And, you know, the laws describe certain things that the schools have to do and have to make available and programs they have to have and all that. And quite often they do, I'm not saying this is the situation here, but quite often they do the very minimum to meet those standards, and they rely on the parents not knowing the full range of what they're entitled to. So it seems like a very unfortunate situation that she had to go to Facebook, but maybe that was her last resort.
Mary out there this morning says, actually, it's the Marion voters' fault for the way the city is in trouble. They voted to put the people that they knew out the people that knew their jobs and what they were doing, and voted in people like Landon that didn't know anything.
I would agree with her to a point. I mean, yeah, they voted in Landon, who was not qualified for the job. But, you know, when you go to the booth, when you go to the election booth to cast your ballot, all you know is what the candidate says he's going to do. He doesn't have a track record for that office. And all you know is what he says he's going to do. So, you know, the voters had no way of knowing what was going to happen in the future. You know, now we have hindsight. You know, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, but you know what's odd with a position like that? Were there troubles with the auditor at that time?
There may have been.
I don't think... No, I was here. I don't think there were.
Well, I was going to say there may have been, but if he was qualified for the job and was capable and competent to do the job, he would have discovered problems that were there and been proactive. I mean, everything I know and have seen about him is he just was, from day one, was in over his head. And I don't believe there was problems beforehand, but if there was, I don't believe they were very big problems, and they were probably problems that could have been easily corrected if he knew what he was doing.
Well, Auditor of the State Keith Faber said that more or less this past week on the show. All right, Matt, you have a question for Pastor Craig.
Yes.
17.
So
No, this is going to be good.
So, Pastor, a while back, you know, they were going to do away with the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Republicans said they had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that all they had to, that, you know, they wanted to open back up the government before they showed the plan. And you said there would be a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There has not been a plan.
There actually was the Senate actually submitted a bill that didn't pass. But I mean, they had a plan, but it couldn't get through Congress.
What was the plan?
I don't remember what it was. I can't tell you what the Senate bill number of it was, but they did have a plan. But they couldn't pass it.
They couldn't pass their own plan? They had the votes.
Well, like a lot of the things that end up in the Senate and in the House, they can't pass their own.
So they really don't have a plan. Because if it was their plan, you think they could pass their plan.
They didn't have a plan that the party as a whole was on board to, correct?
Well, that's what you got to have.
So, you know, I mean...
So basically, we got nothing now.
We got nothing now.
And that's better.
Well, see, I've got my own personal feelings about the whole health care issue. And so, yeah, I'm perfectly fine with no Affordable Care Act, no government, you know, Medicaid for all or Medicare for all. I currently have, I'm on Social Security, and so I'm over 65, which means I have to take Medicare Plan B, which is taken from my Social Security check. And if I had the preference, I would not have that. I would not have any health care program at all. I would pay out of my pocket, which is what I used to do, and I would continue to pay out of my pocket.
So what if you get very sick?
Medicine's
expensive now.
Yeah, and they can't deny you treatment.
Right. So basically, like we used to do, just go into bankruptcy if you get really sick.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, if
I don't think that's a good plan.
Well, see, here's the thing. They can't deny you the treatment.
Right.
And if it takes every penny that you have, so be it. you know, what is gone from this society is what was done in the past, what was done 200 years ago, 100 years ago, what was done 1,000 years ago. When you had elderly members of your family took care of them. And if your family couldn't take care of them, see, this was back before you had hospitals and insurance and all that kind of stuff.
But we do have that now.
Yeah. So, you know, so it's a choice. It's a choice to take advantage of the health care.
I'm talking like you break your leg.
Right.
If you have zero health care and you go in just the x-ray and the stay in the hospital to fix that leg is going to put a lot of people into bankruptcy.
Right.
I had surgery on my leg, and I don't know. I don't remember how much the surgery cost, but I remember the ambulance trip to the hospital was in and of itself thousands of dollars.
Right. So you're coming out of that trip. You're not going to be going to the nursing home. So you come out into bankruptcy. You've lost everything, and that's a better situation.
Okay. So in 2021, I had a stroke. You remember?
I do.
My bill for my stroke was $7,000 and all the associated costs. I didn't have any insurance at the time, so I paid for what I could pay out of pocket. I told the hospital, they want all your insurance information, and I tell them I'm self-pay. So when you're self-pay, they automatically knock as much as a half, but they knocked one-third off my bill. Okay, so they took my bill down to less than $5,000. Okay?
Okay, let me just come in here. The reason they do that now, they did not used to do that because people do have health care now. More mm-hmm. people do have. Back in the days before the Affordable Care Act, they would not do that because they would be doing that with everybody.
Well, they would.
They used to have something called the pink paper.
No,
that was income driven.
Before the Affordable Care Act, they would knock your bill down for self-pay, because I was self-pay. The only time I've ever had health insurance prior to now was from 1984 until 1991. That was the only time I've had health insurance of any kind. And I've always been a self-pay. And even back before Obama was president, if you told them you were paying for yourself, they would always take something off your bill. Sometimes a little, sometimes a lot. And so, you know, societies had to pay for, even 100 years ago, you had to pay for whatever medical bills that you had.
Yeah, but what was the number pre-Obamacare? 80% of people who were declaring bankruptcy were declaring bankruptcy on medical bills?
I don't know. I didn't see that statistic. I have no
idea.
It
was a very high number. Anyway, Mary out here this morning said the voters here just vote Republican no matter what. So that's back to the situation in the city.
Well, okay, so what percentage of the voters are registered Republican?
Oh, it's a much higher percentage. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's a much higher percentage than Democrat.
Probably 60%?
70%? You know, I don't know. There's a lot of independents, but most people who are registering independent vote Republican in this area.
Yeah. I mean, the reality of it is that if you're a registered Democrat, you're probably going to vote Democrat. If you're a registered Republican, you're probably going to vote Republican with the majority of the people. It's just a small section of people that will set their party lines aside and vote for the other guy, or it's the independents. But, I mean, so you have a county that is predominantly registered Republicans, they're going to vote for Republicans.
But isn't that the problem, though, that vote for the person who's more qualified? We used to do that.
We used to do that, and that's the way to do it. I'll tell you something else that's the problem. So AOC has sponsored a bill in Congress. Are you guys familiar with this?
No, but I do know that she's got the lead in the presidential poll.
Yeah, she's got the lead in the presidential poll. Yeah. So anyway, she sponsored a bill in Congress.
President AOC?
Yep.
I'm trying to remember.
Pendulum swing.
I'm trying to remember what the bill was. Now it escapes me. But I mean, it's like 80% of the people are in favor of it. And 80% of the you know, people in Washington, yeah, pull it up.
I'm going to try to find it. Yeah.
And, you know, it's a common sense bill. It really is. It makes perfect sense.
What's it about?
Matt's looking it up.
Yeah. I mean, is it like healthcare or?
No, I believe it's about
data centers. Is that the one? She's got a bill for data centers.
I don't know. I can pull it up real quick. Bear with me here.
Medicare Advantage compensation bill?
I don't know.
There's a lot of bills she's got up.
Oh, okay. She's got So this one, it just came up this weekend. So let me get it real quick, because I want to make a serious point about this. Now my phone's not cooperating.
But she brought this bill up.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's in favor of it, but it's not expected to pass because the Republicans, and this is the problem I have with politics in general. The Republicans don't want her bill to pass because it is very popular, and if her bill passes, she'll be able to take credit for that. And they don't want to give her that big of a political boost. And that is the problem with our politics.
Did you hear Mitch McConnell still in office, by the way?
Is he out of the hospital?
No. He's still in office, though.
Okay.
We had a conversation about this at one point where you said he would be out rather soon, and he's still in there.
Well, you know.
With pneumonia?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, what can I say? I mean, I never would have thought. I never would have thought.
He's hung around.
What's that?
He's hung around.
Yeah, he has really hung around.
He certainly has. But you got to say, a guy like Lindsey Graham died, and Mitch McConnell hasn't died.
No, and that's kind of unbelievable that he hasn't. I mean,
I don't know how well he is. Maybe it's a stressful job. Could be.
It would be very stressful.
Well, I think at this point, with everybody knocking him for not being there.
Yeah. So I can't. I was reading this article yesterday, and I sure wish I could find it because, I'm 100% in favor of her bill, and.
But the Republicans won't pass it because they're Republicans.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's a shame, and you know. It doesn't matter who's doing it, whether the Democrats are doing it or whether the Republicans are doing it. If you all agree that it's a common sense bill, but you're not going to pass it for political reasons, that's the problem.
Well, wasn't that the immigration bill?
Was it on health care or something? Do you know what it was on?
No, I can't. See, that's the thing is I can't remember what it was on.
The last bill she put forward is going to be House Resolution 9442, Artificial Intelligence Data Center Moratorium Act, and that was put forward in June 24th.
Okay, I can't find it here, but
you have some shows coming up this afternoon, yeah. Starting at 1:50. Plug those.
Okay, so my 1:15 show will be. If anybody's been a longtime listener, they'll remember 2 years ago I interviewed Regan Goyer, and she was going to write a book, and so she was on my show discussing the book she was going to write and kind of what led up to it, and so her book has been written, her book has been published, it's out there now, and so she's coming back, and I'm doing a follow-up interview on the book itself.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
That'll be this afternoon?
That'll be this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
All right. 1:15.
1:15.
1:15, right after the news and weather.
Yes, that's right.
Do you remember how to work the equipment?
No, you're going to have to give me a...
Oh, man.
I do generally remember how to work the equipment, but I figured on one of those commercial breaks, you'll have to fill me back in on it. Fill me back in,
Still the same stuff. Nothing ever changes.
Nothing's
around
ever
here.
Changed? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Okay.
Same things.
Okay. And you have that direct line to Adam, the computer guy, in case I get into some kind of...
I'm sure he's out there.
Some trouble. And,
yeah. There you go. So it's all positive.
Okay. So AOC is leading in the Democratic presidential poll.
This is true.
Okay. Seriously...
You wanted to come back to this?
Seriously... Okay. I find it really tragic that she is the leading person because, I mean, I think even if you look at her objectively, so many times she says things that just don't make any sense, or she says things that are the total opposite of what the facts are.
I've heard politicians can do that.
They can do that. But you got to ask yourself, is that the best the party has?
Any thoughts, Matt?
Well, you know.
He likes her.
I know where he's going. I could see where this was going. Go ahead.
You know, I could think of somebody right now who lies through their teeth consistently.
Okay.
Donald J. Trump.
So, what are some of his big lies?
Oh, we're winning the war in Iran. The economy's doing better than ever. Gas prices are going down. Medicine prices are going down and continuing to go down. Best the country's ever been.
Well, let's see. I don't know if he's ever said medicine costs are going down, but he may have.
The speech he gave,
interfered in the elections in 2020.
He started that whole speech by talking about how great the country was and about how gas prices are going down and about how medicine's going down.
Okay, so, and what he's referring to in medicine is the large number of prescription drugs that are going down. There's over 120.
I only take one prescription, but my prescription's gone up in price.
Well, there's over 120 where those have gone down. So, I mean, it's not like the guy is saying something that has no merit.
I mean, I don't know. 120. I don't know how many prescriptions there are, but 120 is probably a small number of prescriptions.
But it's for some of the more common ailments too.
I mean,
what about the other things? Let's get past that one.
Gas prices.
We're winning the war.
God. Here we go.
So, what kind?
Wait a second. Let me give a little background here on this.
Okay.
I know, but we got a whole nother hour, folks. So this will be something to talk about. I had talked to Pastor Craig on my Facebook Live Saturday night show when Iran was attacked. Back at February 28th, I believe was the date. And that night, Pastor Craig told me a month to 6 weeks, this would be done. They would accept regime change. Iran had no leverage in anything, so on and so forth. Done deal. Then we had a conversation about a month ago.
Is any of this untrue? No, it's true.
No, you said that like it was untrue, like I was telling making up stories.
No.
So that happened, and obviously that was not the case. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about a month ago, in which you said you were not exactly correct on that.
Right.
But you still think this is the right thing to do, and eventually it will turn out well.
And then that coming week we had the memorandum of understanding,
and that went out the window.
Yep. Which it was going to go out the window. Anyway.
Yeah, now, Trump did say that was the best deal ever made in that area.
Right, because what it did, he knew that the memorandum of understanding wasn't going to last. And so that was going to open the door to him reinvigorating the attacks. So, I mean, you know, so that memorandum of understanding was his tool to accomplish what he wanted to do. So,
why ever stop the attacks?
Yeah, I was going to say, it just seems like an extra, you could have just kept bombing him.
Well, I'll tell you why he put that forward, because he actually believed, against any advice that people would have given him, he actually believed that Iran was maybe at the point where they actually would come to an agreement that they would live up to. What he miscalculated is that they're never going to live up to an agreement that they make.
I do believe Israel's the one that broke the agreement. They bombed Lebanon.
Yeah, I don't think
Lebanon wasn't part of that agreement.
It was part of the agreement.
No, it wasn't part of the agreement.
I mean, okay.
And so and so what you have is Israel attacked Hamas in Lebanon, because Lebanon, the government of Lebanon is on the side of the Israelis.
Yeah.
The Lebanon government wants Hamas Hezbollah out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. Lebanon and Israel are not chummy.
They do get along. Yeah.
They might be more cordial than, like, you know, them and the rest of the Middle East, but...
But the problem is Hezbollah has such a hold on Lebanon that the Lebanese government cannot get rid of Hezbollah themselves. That's why they're more than open to letting Israel do whatever Israel does against Hezbollah. Anytime that, like, for instance, when Israel did that thing with the pagers and all that killed all those Hezbollah leaders, Lebanon didn't have any problem with that at all. They did not see that as attack on them. They saw it as attack on Hezbollah. So to say that Israel violated the agreement, the memorandum of understanding, or the ceasefire agreement, understand that Israel was never a part of those agreements, so therefore they couldn't violate it because they were not a party to the agreement.
We got to go to break, but we got a whole other hour coming up, and I want to ask this before we go to break. Why people, absolute Donald Trump supporters who used to call into this program, all about him, no doubt voted for him, have turned on him like nobody's business and have said things like he is a tool for Israel. And I have never seen anti-Semitism toward Israel at a higher point than it is right now.
I agree with that last point. Yes, yep. I've never seen anti-Semitism so high.
By the Republican Party. They're the ones saying it.
Right.
Why? What happened?
Because, they're weak backboned.
Okay. Well, they're not emotional enough. Is exactly what the problem. You got to have that emotion. No. Pastor Craig's back here. Matt's here. We've got to take a break. We're coming back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495.